You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Let's do our confessions. Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and counsel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, other than accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, this is going to sound strange, and I hope you mature enough to receive it. You're the best thing that ever happened to you. Anybody got a problem with that? Why do I say that? Because you're the only thing you got. If you don't get you straight in Jesus, who else going to get you straight? Who else is on the lookout for you? Who else wants to see to it that you bless? Who else? You're responsible for that. You get to write your own story about how you want to live, how you want to prosper, how you want to rest. Y'all ready for this one? Y'all know I had to go there. How you want to think. Situation's going to happen. But you're responsible for how you're going to think. He's given us the tools. So can y'all pat yourself on the back? And I know you're going to have a challenge. Some of y'all won't do it. But y'all just follow my lead. Father, I want to thank you that I'm the best thing that ever happened to me. And let that thing sink in. Because see, a lot of people mad at themselves. Mad at the hair. Mad at the body. Mad at the face. Mad at the lips. What else would someone be mad about at themselves so that they wouldn't accept themselves? Skin color. Height. I'm glad I got over that one. But anyway. I'm one of the shortest in the band, but it's all right. God still use me. What else y'all mad at about? Decisions. Somebody said wait. What else? Regrets. Jobs. Somebody, education. Finances. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. I think she summed them all up right there. We'll stop right there. Faith, thank you. Appreciate your honesty. All right? Well, we've been talking about strength training. Strength training. How many exercise people I got in here? Okay, y'all walk, jog, do something. Marathons.
Walk to the mall.
Walk to the mall. And need help carrying the stuff out. But strength training, it helps our body do what it should be doing. See, just make a decision that you won't age. You are just mature. Uh-oh. You got it? Because, you know, some people, well, I'm such and such. I'd be bragging about my age because I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be alive. Amen. When you look better, the more mature you get than when you were younger,
yeah.
You're going to tell me that ain't worth worshiping God?
Oh, yeah.
That's don't believe all that hype, y'all. Well, when you get old, you're going to, don't go old. There it is right there. But it's your decision. See, I can pat myself on the back. I believe it. What y'all going to do with it? Okay, all right. Well, let me ask you. Did you have a trouble patting yourself on your back? Let me ask you something. When the last time somebody pat you on the back? See, that's what I'm talking about. But if you do it, it's done. You got it? See, too long we wait around for somebody else to do what we think we need. We need to love ourselves. And what's wrong with loving yourself? But why won't you do it? Oh, y'all know Pastor always set you up. I'm going to sneak up on you. I get you laugh, get you smile, and then hit you. Boom, boom, boom. I'm just saying. Guys, you got to get to that place. Stop looking in the mirror and always finding something wrong. Look in the mirror and say, whoa, that looks good right there. Okay? Y'all getting embarrassed? I see some people turning red. Even black people turning red. I'm just saying. But what is it like to be free? But you get to determine when that's going to happen. I mean, anything that you do in the beginning, it was a challenge. Am I lying on anybody?
No.
And so, you know, when you start out, you got to give yourself a learning curve. The learning curve says, well, you know, I'll get this eventually. I'm getting better at it. I'm better than I was yesterday. But you don't want to give yourself credit for that. Well, I should be here by now. Well, you're not. So celebrate where you are. Y'all know what the word say. Call things that be not as though they already were. But see, you got to do it. You got to call yourself that way. You got to call yourself successful. You got to call yourself peaceful. You got to call yourself victorious. Practice that one. I'm victorious in every area of my life. Hey, y'all write that down. See, I see people write, not even writing. They like, well, I don't feel that way. That's your issue. We got to start somewhere. Amen? But see, there's another type of strength. It's called spiritual strength. If you don't need nothing else now in this time, you need some spiritual strength. Because stuff is going on. And if you don't know how to respond to it, you're going to be sucked up in it. Instead of sleeping, you're worrying. Instead of fighting, you're losing. Uh-oh. But he's already given us the victory. But we got to enforce the victory. I mean, I got a lot of stuff stirred up in me, so I don't know. You know, I'm just going to go with it. All right? So it's composed of three components when I'm talking about spiritual strength. Number one, the power of vulnerability. Can y'all say that word? Because I know a lot of y'all don't like it. I don't hear nobody saying nothing. That's why I'm encouraging myself. This is a message I got to encourage myself. Y'all ever had to encourage yourself? The power of vulnerability. But what do y'all see? Y'all see how powerful it is. Embracing our weakness. When the last time you embraced your weakness? By embracing, you acknowledging it. Uh-oh. You ever try to talk to somebody and point out something that might be a little challenging for them? But they didn't want to embrace that thing. What'd they do? They pointed at you, didn't they? Yes, sir. Well, you. Well, we can talk about me next time. But I'm talking about you this time. And then they roll their eyes at you. How many of y'all been hear people roll their eyes at you? And you wasn't supposed to see it. Okay. Curly, I know you get it all the time. Curly be telling the truth. She got one gear of truth. Hey. There it is right there. That's it. But she don't talk about it, though. You know what I'm saying? I know her well enough to know something shifted. And then using the transformative power of Jesus' strength. See, we don't have to be focused on our strength. We focus on his strength. What did he say he would do? You find a scripture and you stand on it. You ain't got to get 1,200 scriptures. You just got to get one that you believe. Just one. But see, we want to make it difficult. Well, I got five. And then the enemy comes in and says, well, you don't know which one is going to work. I tell you which one worked, the one you believe. So let's look at 2 Corinthians. Paul the apostle was vulnerable. I mean, Paul was going through some stuff. Now, I'm not talking about this Paul. I'm talking about that Paul. But it just so happens that Apostle Paul was going through some stuff. Because he was ministering, but the Corinthians, they didn't want to hear it. Because what were they thinking? They better than this. This is not the guy we want to hear from. This is not the guy that should be ministering to us. He's talking to us about Jesus. He's talking to us about being born again. He's talking to us about knowing Jesus is Lord. He's talking about the resurrection. You got to get saved so that you can raise in him, in Jesus. In God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. So Paul got a little discouraged. And what he did was he would start talking to Timothy. So for single people that Nicole asked a question a few weeks ago. She don't even remember the question, but she said, yeah, I got you on fire. Now, single people, you got to find somebody that you can trust, that you can hold yourself accountable to. See, people don't like to be accountable now, right? What's wrong with being accountable? I need one over here, two over here, three over here. I mean, what's wrong with being accountable to somebody? See, they went right up. See, yeah, okay. What they got over on this side? I need two mics over here, one mic over here. What's wrong with being accountable to somebody? But see, when you're accountable to somebody, you got to be accountable to somebody that you can trust. And they got fruit that you can see. I ain't talking about fruit you got to look for. You see the apple tree? You see the apple on the tree? You ain't got to look for it, because where is it? It's right there. You can see it. I'm not talking about, no, you should be able to see fruit in the light. I see you, girl. Let me finish talking. All right? I told you, I'm out here now. I'm out the box. She waving her head at me like this. No, let me finish. Okay? This is a conversational church. It's okay to have fun here, isn't it? Okay, all right. Now that I'm finished with my line, let me go to your line. All right, what you got, sir? I told you, I've been having this thing welled up on the inside. And it's good, but I haven't received the total manifestation of it. But it's good, and it just bubbles. It's like Christmas and Thanksgiving and birthday, all that wound up into one. You know what I'm saying? And you ready for this? But I can be patient. Because, see, the party, when he throws me a party, he's going to reveal all those gifts. So, see, I can wait for it because he might be adding more stuff on it. Who am I to tell him, well, let's speed this thing up? No, I'm going to wait for it. But go ahead and talk, brother. Wait, I forgot the question I asked. Go ahead and talk.
Accountability. Oh, accountability. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
So sometimes we don't really want to do what we need to do.
Okay.
So
okay.
We don't want to be accountable for it.
Okay, all right. Don't want to do what we need to do. Don't want to be accountable. See, people just drop their hands. There were about four people over there. But anyway, all right, what else? All right, what we got, Nicole?
So, we ladies sometimes wear our bigger dresses certain times of the month, of the year, or whichever size we're in. Uh-huh. So I feel like accountability is like, it's a little restrictive.
Okay.
It's like your tight jeans that you realize you ate a little bit too much.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, a little restrictive. Y'all heard it? Y'all, she said it, I didn't say it. Oh, got one over here. Watch out, guys. Got one coming. All right, coming your way.
I know for myself, if I avoid accountability, it's because I already know I'm doing something wrong, and I don't want someone to tell me. I don't want to hear it. I just want to be like, no, it's cool.
Okay. I don't think we need no more on that. Because we all do that thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I steal my cookies. They my cookies. Curly bought them for me. But I steal my cookies. What are you stealing? Oh. Is it certain shows you watch at a certain time? With everybody else in the bed? Oh, I got a question back there. Go ahead. Give me the question.
So we have someone online that said they don't want to be called out.
Okay, don't want to be called out.
And then someone else said accountability means truth and consistency.
Truth and consistency. They are exactly right. Well, let's see what Paul says. But let me tell you. So Timothy writes back to Paul and tells him, say, that Timothy right there, he wrote to Paul. He said, that's my brother Timothy. He says, it's okay. It's okay. Your ministry is effective. Your ministry is causing people's lives to change. You see what I'm saying? So, but unless Paul had told Timothy how he felt, so that means Paul had to be vulnerable enough to tell somebody else how he felt. And then he didn't know that God was inside of Timothy telling him to tell Paul, it's okay. It's all working out. So when will you be vulnerable enough where you can tell people who you really are? Now, I'm back to that single person. I hadn't forgotten. So you got to find somebody that you can be accountable to. But they got to have fruit. And you're going to watch them. Because y'all watching people anyway. Y'all better wear a watch for good. You understand what I'm saying? And so you don't lie to the person that you're accountable to. You just tell them the truth. I messed up. How would you say it in now times about you messing up? My bad. Okay, thanks, baby. My bad. Okay.
What happened was,
okay? Okay? And just tell them what's going on. Tell them when you need prayer. But these are consistent people. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, if you got somebody that don't know how to keep a job, you don't want to talk to them about your job, your job challenge. I'm just saying sometimes we'll go to the wrong person because we know they got challenges, and then they won't make me accountable. But you got to go with somebody that will strengthen you, will challenge you. Somebody will say, hold on, I heard what you said, but now what we going to do? What's the next steps? Y'all understand? I'm trying my best to look that way, because I'm telling you, some people give me some fingers, and I ain't talking about holy fingers. I'm just saying, this ain't church. All right, but let me go ahead to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, 13, Amplified. We are speaking freely to you. Who am I speaking to? So I'm speaking to Corinthians and the ones in here. We are keeping nothing back. So I'm talking about vulnerability, how Paul was vulnerable, telling the congregation what was going on. And he said, and keeping nothing back. See, when I want no truth, I got one right here. Okay? You heard her. I'm saying, oh, yeah. But she's smooth with her stuff. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Have y'all ever been encountered by the truth? The truthful one? Raise your hand. You've been accountable by that truth for one. Look around, honey. Just about everybody raise their hand. So at least you wasn't a Corinthian. We are keeping nothing back, and our hearts is open wide. See, that's where vulnerability starts. Your heart is open wide. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Your heart. Go ahead. You can wipe that tear. It's okay. And then it says, there is no limits to our affection for you. See, that's how you know you're in Christ, when you can love the unlovable. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, everybody else dismissed them. Mm-hmm. And you love with your heart. Because you know they done ran out of help. Uh-oh. Now, I ain't talking to nobody. Exit sign right here. There is no limit to our affection for you. Because, see, it's a God thing. See, God can place people on your heart, and you'll start seeing them from his perspective instead of yours. You understand? Okay. Just checking. But you are limited in your own affection for us. So we can love you, but you might make a decision you don't want to love back. You might have been hurt by the last light-skinned pastor. This is about this height. Y'all do know that you can replay stuff, right? Yeah. You meet somebody you ready to date, and all of a sudden they say something that's a trigger about something in your past. And you're like, uh-oh. But see, that's a warning sign. What are you supposed to do with a warning sign? Run. what was it? Forrest Gump. And the girl that he always tried to date, tried to love. And she told him. She told him, she said, look, when you see trouble, run, Forrest, run. See, it came up a time where Forrest had to listen to that. Yeah. He didn't get a love, but he got a warning. See, sometimes a warning is better than the love. Oh, I'm out the box. But Paul goes on to say, but you are limited in your own affection for us. So we can love you, but you can't make somebody love you back. We can tell you, but we can't make you listen. Wow. Okay. Y'all with me? Still with me? Verse 13, now in the same ways as a fair exchange for our love towards you. Y'all understand what he's talking about? I'm loving you. Can you love me back? I'm telling you truth. Will you tell me truth? Mighty quiet. Y'all take a breath. Y'all just go ahead and take a breath. Just breathe out. I am speaking as. Now, don't get offended. Say, don't get offended. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't get offended. Don't get offended. Because this is what he said. I'm just telling you what Paul said. I am speaking as I would to children. Open wide your hearts to us also. So it says somebody sowing seeds into you, sow seeds back. Your seed sowing might just be you listening and doing. You understand? Okay. But sometimes you got to come down with adults as children. Amen? Anybody ever had to do that? Don't call no names, though. Yeah. Because people can only take what they can take. You understand what I'm saying? Learn. I had to learn when I hit people's overload. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, you can talk too much. Because, see, the Bible says we believe we heard by much talking. Anybody ever run into that? Nobody? Nobody? Sharon, I appreciate you shaking your head. I appreciate you shaking your head. All right, we had a few people, tilt the head down. Okay. All right. Much speaking does not make you heard. But he said, Paul going on to tell us here, open wide your hearts to us also. Because we pulling into you, pouring into you, then pour back into us by being obedient, by taking the next step. Amen? Y'all okay? All right, so because I knew you were going to have a challenge listening to that, I decided I'm going to get another translation. And this is called the Today Translation. Okay. This is talking to you. Okay? This is the Message Bible. All right? Y'all see where you can see the difference. That way I can get you to pay attention. Dear, so y'all know when your name get called twice, you're in trouble, don't you? Dear Corinthians, I can't tell you how much I long for you to enter this wide open, spacious life. But I thought Christianity was so restrictive. He says a wide open life. If we ever got to the place where we understood that everything that Jesus gave us allowed us to live a free life, an exciting life, but we still want things, but he wants a heart. But let me go on to say, okay, we didn't fish you in. I tell people you come to church, you can dress like you dress. Amen? We didn't fish you in. I tried to keep the service in the aisle, but I forget about that. I'm going longer now. Okay, I gave you an aisle. Your eyes still open. You still awake. We got people that are elbow you. That's us. So we're fine. You can sit all the way in the back if you want. We'll get you. Because if you're snoring, somebody's going to say something. Okay? But they won't come up to the pastor and say, you know who was snoring. See, we got respectful people in here. Y'all understand? All right, let me keep going what he said. We didn't fence you in. The smallest, the smallness you feel, let's read this part together. The smallest you feel comes from within you. Do like this. Within you. So see, I can't make you small. Ooh. That situation can't make you small. Because he made us. And God don't make small. God don't make, you still got your hand on you? One person still got the hand on themselves. Go ahead. Go ahead. I just call y'all. That's how I get, just got to mess with it. Your lives aren't small, but you are living them in a small way. See, I told you this was a today translation. Holy Spirit, would you mind showing them in a moment of time? And I'm talking to the people all over the world. Showing them how they live in small. I thank you in advance there's going to be a video that they can see, that they'll be able to identify. And I thank you that they're open and receptive to see what you are showing them, not what they want to see. In Jesus' name. And he talks fast, so I just want to let you know. So just slip up your hand. Just because you slip up your hand, that don't mean I call on you. Because, you know, people act funny about slipping up your hand. Okay, I see that real small hand down here, way down here. Now your face up here, but you weak doing it down here. But I can see it. Anybody want to share? See how I asked that? Okay. I got one in the back. Was somebody over here? No? Okay. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit is showing you how you live in small.
Just a small example of how you live in small. If you have money to afford matching hangers, but yet you're still using wired hangers or dry clean hangers. Okay. So that's what he showed me.
Okay, that's what he showed you. So you got a lot of wired hangers in the house there, don't you?
In one person's particular closet.
Oh, no, she's not. Oh, all right, I'm going to go over here, on this side over here. See how wisdom works? See how wisdom does? See how it does? Okay.
When you have gifts and talents and you could offer them to the community, and you put them there, but you just don't tell anybody that that's available.
Okay, appreciate
your
honesty.
You're just hoping that they'll just stumble over it by some miracle.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. Yes, ma'am, might come your way. I just asked a question. He started telling you. Raise your hand to those that he told you. Let me see. Okay, I'm not going to call on you. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am. Living small.
Yes, so basically that I have been living my life in such a way that I don't get my heart broken again.
Okay, all right.
But in, like, not a healthy way.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Thank you, ma'am. Are everybody else good? Or not ready to share? Okay. All right, so... your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I just said that, didn't I? Okay. All right. Let's see what else he said. I'm speaking as plainly as I can. Can I get any plainer? And with great affection. See, truth. People can love you enough where they speak the truth. And it can be rejected. You can get mad, you can get angry. But when and if you get time, that's making time, ask the Holy Spirit, is what they said true? I mean, somebody will tell me something, I ask the Holy Spirit, was there any truth to that? And he tell me, yeah, then I call the person back. I say, hey, look, I want to thank you for taking the risk. Y'all know what risk is, right? For sharing that with me. Because let me tell you something. Can I share something? If somebody come and talk to you, they thought about that for a while. Do you understand what I'm saying? They have played all the scenarios. Well, you know, I know they're going to throw something back at me. They're not going to speak to me. They're not going to talk to me. They're going to take the gift back that they got planned, that they were going to, I won't get invited for the Thanksgiving dinner. And then you open up your mouth, and you took the risk when you shared truth. Because I don't know about y'all, but I don't like to see people fail. Not if they don't have to. Is that okay to share? I mean, I don't have to be your dad, your mama, your sister, brother. I can just be in Christ and concerned about what's going on with you. Because y'all can see it, right? Y'all can see when people going astray, right? Open up your lives. Y'all read? Y'all, let's read the bottom part. Open up your lives. Live openly and expansively. It didn't say expensively. Did it? No. Expansively. That means don't live in the box. See, we dealt with the service and kicked the box open. How many of y'all got out of the box? Raise your hand, you got out of the box. Okay, a lot of y'all did. But it's a decision, guys. Where you are right now is where you will stay unless you live differently. Yes, ma'am.
Can you give us an example of how to live openly and expansively?
Look at Curly and I. Okay, the whole part. Curly cooks dinner on Sunday. Now, I want y'all to know Curly do more than cook. That's just the part that I really like. I really enjoy that part. Yeah. Because, see, it used to be a time when we ate dinner. You know, it's like I would sit at the table with everybody else. And I would, you know, let everybody get their plates. You know, after you eat, you know, they get their own plates. But then what I recognize is on Monday morning when I go to look, I don't see nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So I got to look out for me. So after while they're eating, I put a little less on my plate so that I can get up quicker. Okay, y'all understand what I'm saying? I don't want no weight to get in the way. So then while they reaching over and grabbing stuff, I get my plates. I'm covered at least till Wednesday. Okay? And so by the time they get up to grab stuff, I got most of my needs met. You understand what I'm saying? So the way your mom and I live life, we like to have fun. You come over our house, we're going to crack jokes. We're going to talk about you. To you. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to wonder what we said because we said it to you. And now we'll be sitting at the table. What stood out to you today in service? And then that opens up a whole can of worms. Because you know what happened, right? If I didn't cover something that day, they go back to five services earlier. Well, when you were talking about such and such. You understand what I'm saying? And we just... They told us when you have children, what will happen is your whole life changed in the sense that you won't be able to go places. So I'm telling you in advance, we never slowed down. Threw the babies in the background, back of the seat. And see, when Curly drives, she drives. Okay, I'm just going to be honest with it. Ain't no lie. When Curly turned the curve, I thank God for the Benz because it don't do like that. The Benz stayed level. Curly turned the curve, whether it's Tamika and Jasmine in the car as little babies, what happened if their face be against the mirror? Against the glass. Their face be against the glass. And see, Jazz and Mika thought that was fun. So they back her laughing. I'm concerned because their face is against the glass. Huh? And now they dry like that. Yes, they do. Yes, sir. To me, it take normally 6 hours to get to New York. Mika can do it in 4. Yeah, Mika, I'm talking about you. And 4. So you know she passed everything. Yeah. She even kept up with some jets before. But I'm just saying. So live life excitingly, Jazz. That's what I'm saying. You know, just do some things you want to do. Just have some fun. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You might plan to clean up that day. Just forget about it. Is that okay? I mean, it will wait until tomorrow, won't it? If you don't like dealing with certain people, don't deal with them. I'm just talking about a fun life. I mean, it's like, not everybody gonna like you. Have y'all figured that out yet? Yeah. You did everything you could. You talked nice to them. You treated them. You gave them things when nobody else gave them. But leave them alone. It's okay. Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God is the only one that can give the increase. So you gotta ask yourself, which am I? Am I the planter or the waterer? But see, no, we want to supersede that. God's word couldn't have meant what that said, did it? Am I lying on anybody? No. I'm gonna make you like me. What's that song? I'm going to make you love me. Who sung that song? Supremes? Okay. And what's that other one that the lady sung? Huh?
You're going to love me.
You're going to love me. Oh, what's going on? I mean, she sung that song, didn't she? That's her. Did the guy come back? Oh, they say no. Okay, but she got famous off it. I'm, okay, all right, okay. All right, that's just an example of opening up your life. So thank you, Jazz. So opening up your life means you don't grow older. You grow wiser. Open up your life meaning that you won't continue to take the things that are destroying you and focusing on them. You focus on where you want to be. Remember I said, what am I feeling? What emotion? What do I want to feel? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. He's not talking to you about how long it takes. Because that is your decision. All right, I'm looking at the exercise. Everybody got it? Okay, all right. So the benefits of vulnerability, because I know that word scares people. The benefits, you get to grow. How can you stop? See, when you're vulnerable, you don't mind making mistakes. Can I say this? You don't mind making a fool of yourself. Uh-oh. See, that's a hard word. But you had to start somewhere. Everywhere you started something, somewhere along the line, you didn't do it all perfect in the beginning. You messed up sometimes. You all see, when I first did Tamika's Dapper, yes, sir, thank God Curly checked behind me. I'm telling you, man, I mean, everything. When you're vulnerable, you grow because you're not afraid of growth. You say, I'll try this. See, guys, the secret to life is talking to yourself. Out loud. The mind has to stop to hear what the mouth has to say. You don't know how to do something, start talking about it. Well, you know, it's like, I'm going to do this right here and this. And then it's like all of a sudden the Holy Spirit has something to work with. Because he'd been trying to say something, but we wasn't listening. We was prideful. Anybody ever been prideful? Don't you got to raise your hand. Everybody in here, I know me. But when you're vulnerable, you can grow because you're not afraid of making mistakes. See, it trips people out when you can tell them, yeah, man, I made a mistake on that one, but I'll do better on the next one. See, don't leave it where it is. Tell it where you want it to go. It takes courage to be vulnerable. Y'all see me up here. If I didn't know how to pronounce a word, I don't care whether we worldwide. I asked somebody, how you say that? In real time. Because I don't want to say it wrong. I took a little part of it and didn't come out right. Well, how you say it then? See, that's courage. Because people, you know, I got to get it all right. I got to be right all the time. Because I'm a pastor. But I'm a person. But see, can I just share something with you? God got things already set up for us for what we need when we get there. I told Megan, I said, Megan, remind me of those six people I'm supposed to call out. Because I was thinking, once I get up here, boy, I'm out there. So Megan, remind me of those six people that I'm supposed to call. So y'all tell me, y'all's assignment was, thanks to Reverend, was to let us know somebody in Scripture, in the Bible, that was vulnerable. So who's going to start out first over here? All right, we got one over here. Because, see, it takes courage to be vulnerable. Y'all remember that lady had an issue of blood? Yeah. Now, y'all think that now she's sort of like busting through the crowd because I'm going to get my healing. Do y'all think that they just let her bust through the crowd? That they were talking about, well, you better get out the way. I've been standing in this line for 15 hours. That lady said, forget y'all, I'm going to get mine. I don't know what you're standing for. And see, when Jesus said, somebody touch me, what did the disciples say? A lot of people touching you, but this lady had a special touch. She knew what she wanted. So she was vulnerable enough to say, hey, look, I want to be healed. So I'm going to go through this line. Nicole, what you got?
Came to me as the person being vulnerable that she wanted to have a child.
Okay.
She desperately wanted to have a child to the point that she had conversation with her husband. Uh-huh. That didn't work out.
Okay.
They had sex. That didn't work out.
Okay.
So she went to the church and laid on the temple in a way that could cause her embarrassment.
Okay.
To the point that the head of the temple said, don't come in here drunk no more.
Come
like,
on now.
This okay. is, you're doing too much.
Okay.
And she had to explain to him, I'm not drunk. I just really want something from God, and I'm desperate
okay.
for him to come through.
Glory to God. And what happened?
She got her baby.
There it is right there. See, by being vulnerable, you can get what you need. You can get what you want. Okay, who else? All right. I got one in the back. Go ahead.
Mine is Moses.
Okay. Yours is Moses. Okay, what happened?
Mine is Moses. What comes to mind with Moses for me is his vulnerability was he felt inadequate about his speaking.
Uh-huh.
And also he had a quick temper.
Okay. Anybody got a quick temper? Everybody, I raise the hand. Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. And so, and through that, you know, he had to, you know, he was even though he had those flaws, and he was vulnerable enough to lead the way God wanted him to.
Okay.
Be a leader.
Okay. Be a leader. Okay. All right.
I'm reminded of Sarah.
Okay.
And God told Sarah that she was going to have a baby. Sarah was like really, really old.
Okay.
She was like 90 years old, and God said that she was going to have a baby.
Okay.
And she laughed when he told her that because she didn't believe that she could have a child at that age.
Okay. All right.
And so she went and she gave her handmaiden to her husband because she thought that she couldn't have a baby.
Okay.
And the handmaiden had a baby, and then when that happened, another vulnerability was the fact that she got jealous. She was very, very jealous of that. And she asked her husband to send, you know, the Hagar away.
But
in the end, her faith was restored. She had lost her faith when she did not believe that she could have a child.
Okay. Okay.
But her faith was restored when she did actually have a baby. Her husband was 100.
Okay.
I think she was 90.
Okay.
And she said, can I even believe suckling a kid at that age? You know, I don't even have what I need. But it did come to pass.
Came to pass.
90 years old. A baby.
Okay. All right. So you mean that things can happen past when we're told they would? So you mean tell me the doctors don't know everything? That he can bypass intellect and go to the spirit? He's doing that now in our lives. We just don't want to take a look at it. Oh, yes. Yes, person back there.
I think Noah was vulnerable because he had to build the ark and he had to listen to the instructions that God gave him without it ever have been done before. And also they had never seen rain before.
Wow.
So, and it took years and years and years, as we learned in Bible study. Thank you, Mama. And so the rain finally came and the people went in the ark, but those that laughed at him and all that, they died because they drowned.
Okay. All right. So, you know, when Jesus told us the time is coming, well, we're going to be raptured out of here. And you know, people laughing at us because it hadn't happened yet. But if he's not a man that he can lie, neither the son of man that he can repent, it's happening. Like my wife told me the other day, she said it's a lot closer than what it was. Okay? Okay, how many was that? So we need two more. Wayne, I got you right here. You got your hand raised? And you got one back there? Yes, ma'am.
Ruth was vulnerable.
Okay.
Ruth lost her husband, was Naomi's daughter-in-law.
Okay.
They both lost their husbands. And Ruth was a Moabite woman, and they served idols.
Okay.
But she was impressed with Naomi, how Naomi honored God. So from that relationship, she said, I'm going to follow you and follow your God. And I'm going to stick with you, whereas the other daughter-in-law, she left. I can't remember her name right now. But Ruth was vulnerable in that she accepted the King of Kings, you know, accepted the Lord God Almighty as her God.
Okay.
And she was going to follow Naomi. And from there, she married Boaz because she was a, Naomi was a kinsman. Naomi was a kinsman to Boaz. And from that relationship, through that line, Jesus came through that line.
Amen.
From Ruth, Boaz.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So you mean tell me that Naomi didn't change like Ruth changed into Ruth's God, but Naomi led Ruth to her God. So who are you leading where? Are you bending down to people's gods? Or are you the Christian that will lead them to your God? I mean, it's just a question. Y'all go ahead and take a deep breath. It's all right. It's all right. Go ahead, Mr. Ed. Give it to Wayne.
Yeah, so I remember Jesus had the disciples pray for him because he knew he was going to be crucified.
There it is right there.
And because he needed their help.
Oh, yeah.
And when he said, you know, Lord, let this cup pass from me.
Okay.
That was really showing a lot of vulnerability, but he said, nevertheless,
glory to God. Be done. Amen. So you mean to tell me that Jesus acknowledged his vulnerability? But can you ask for help and not get it? And still go forth with what God called you to? Can you ask for help and not get it and still walk in what God called you to? So repeat after me. Sometimes help won't come. But he's building up on the inside the help that you will need. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.